The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong, and you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecked me to find out you know how to forget me. Even after all this time, days aching, nights are gray, my heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face, some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecked me to find out you know how to forget me. Even after all this time,
I'm not ready to let you forgive me, to let you forgive me, to let you forgive. Oh, I'm not ready to let you forgive me, to let you forgive me.
To find out you know how to forget me, I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecked me to find out you know to forget me, even after all this time.
You're on Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Seth.
And this is TBH. 104.8 in the Nelson Tasman area, 107.2 in the Nelson CBD, 88.9 in Blenheim, 95.9 in the Eastern Gunner Bandstream, which is the plant on Fresh FM, done in the accessmedia.nz app. Okay. We are back with the AS show.
That's right. Amos and Seth.
Oh, cracky. No, I'm joking. This is still going to be TBH, TBH forever, guys. TBH forever. But no, it's going to be cool.
It's going to become a hashtag.
It's going to be, yeah, it's called hashtag TBH forever. No, it's cool. So let's talk about some, okay, so we're back with Seth. Last week we talked about the AS show. It's quite funny.
Yep.
But now we're going to tell you a funny story. Okay.
Do I know this funny story?
No, you do not know this funny story, so you have to react like, ooh. Whoa! Okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. I gotta clear my throat. I literally just had like a brownie.
It was not a brownie.
It was like a lolly cake.
And an orange juice. To be exact.
Okay. A crow was sitting on a tree, doing nothing all day. A small rabbit saw the crow and asked him, "Can I sit like you and do nothing all day long?" The crow answered, "Sure, why not?" So the rabbit sat on the ground below the crow and rested. All of a sudden, a fox appeared, jumped on the rabbit, and ate it. Moral of the story. To be sitting and doing nothing, you must be sitting very, very, very high up.
Whoa! That was pretty crazy.
Such a boring thing, but did you like
I was about to fall asleep.
Did you like my storytelling?
Yes. Maybe that should become what TBA is. You just read books.
Actually, I want to find another funny story. We'll do that later. But thoughts on that.
If you want to be quiet, you've got to be high up in the sky.
Yeah.
So like on an airplane?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yep. Okay. Keep talking. I need to find another story.
Talk about what?
Talk about...
Can I just tell a funny story about me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was actually flying to Wellington and it was really foggy and the plane kept getting cancelled so many times and I was getting really nervous because I hate flying in the first place, like no matter what. Anyway, so because it kept getting delayed, I was getting more and more worried. Anyway, so we hopped on board the plane and by the way, I was sitting by myself, like I was just going to go... And visit my uncle. So I was sitting by myself. I had no, like, family with me or anything. I was sitting by myself. And there were these two, like, men behind me who kept talking about, like, how dangerous this is because of the fog and the wind. And anyway, we took off and it was so bumpy. Like, it was the worst flight I've ever been on. The plane kept, like, dropping a little bit. Like, you know that feeling when you, like, fall in a plane? Oh, it's the worst feeling. And it kept happening. And I fell for, like, ages. And it was just, like, really bad. Anyway, we kind of get close to Wellington and then... We, like, stopped, like, we were going down, and then the plane just stopped, and it just, like, was still in the air, and we weren't moving. And then the captain came on, and he's like, so, we can't land because of the fog, so we're just gonna, like, sit here and pretty much do nothing and wait for it to clear up.
What the heck?
It was really scary, and I was just, like, sitting by myself, and I get really claustrophobic, so I was looking out the window, and you can't see anything because of the fog, and the plane just kept, like, being... pushed around with the wind, so it was like bouncing up and down, just not moving. I couldn't see out of the plane. I was sitting by myself, and these two people behind me just kept talking about like, oh, we're gonna run out of petrol at some point, we're gonna like fall out of the sky. And like I was young, so I was getting really, really scared. And then anyway, the plane's like, the captain was like, oh, we're gonna have to go back to Nelson. And then I was like, oh, I just spent so much money on this flight, like I don't want to go back to Nelson.
Wait, did you pay for it yourself?
Yeah, I paid for it myself. I was going to go stay with my uncle and auntie
with your mask business.
Yep, with my mask business. If you guys cover it. Exclamation mark on Instagram. Go check it out, guys.
It's quite a cool place. Quite a successful business that he's got running there.
Anyway, and so luckily it cleared up and we were able to land, but it was the worst flight I've ever been on. And I was so scared to fly back to Nelson. It's the worst flight I've ever been on. But yeah, that was not the best, like, calming. I couldn't be still. That wasn't like I had to be high in the sky to be calm then. That was not at all like the story. But I've had some really good flights, too.
I love going on flights.
I feel like it's better if you're with someone and you can just, like, talk and laugh the whole time and it's so fun.
Mm.
But when you're by yourself and it's, like, that situation, not good.
Oh, true. All right, can I do one more story? I feel like I'm a bit naughty doing this.
Okay.
All right. Once upon a time, in a virtual galaxy far, far away, there was an intelligent young agent by the name of Siri. One lovely day, Siri got a job as a personal assistant at Apple, and that was very exciting. People said, oh, Siri, you're so smart, and so funny too. Soon, everyone was talking about Siri, and there were stories and songs and even books about Siri. Siri liked that.
I'm trying to contain myself.
I'm turning your mic off. Oh, I'm turning your mic off.
Please.
But then people began asking some rather odd questions, like where to dump things and other stuff Siri had never heard about. And when Siri answered, they all laughed. Siri didn't like that so much. Moral of the story. I do know.
What?
I don't know. What a good story.
I was trying so not to laugh there.
Okay.
For probably not the right reasons.
Well, we are about to head to a song now. I love that voice now.
Is it going to be like your new
I'm going to go home and be like, hello, mother and father.
When they pick you up.
How nice of you to join me today.
Would you care for a cup of tea?
Would you care for a cup of Siri? Hello, my name is Siri. I could be the voice checkout lady. I'm probably going to listen back on this and just be like, what the heck is this voice?
And like, you're going to be like, at your wedding or something, someone's going to play this for you and you're going to just like,
we are gathered here
shrivel
today.
Up.
No. Okay, I'm going to stop. That's so weird. Okay. We're going to... I'm running out of songs, guys. I'm just going to play a little playlist. Should we do that? Let's go. You're on Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Seth.
And this is TBH.
How can one become so bounded by choices that somebody else makes? How come we've both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. When I was a child, every single thing could blow my mind, soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up wine. They say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice. Yet I don't know anybody who's truly satisfied. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing, but the higher we climb feels like we're both none the wiser. So I hope I learn to get in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe for you I've cried high tides, cause I want you so bad, but you can't fight fire with fire. I know how low I can go. I give as good as I get. You get the brunt of it all, cause you're all I've got left. Oh, I hope in time we both will find peace of mind. Sometimes the road less traveled is the road best left behind.
Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Seth.
Oh, your mic is not on.
Come on. And I'm Seth.
You're on Fresh FM. TBH. TBH.
Pardon, Seth.
Oh, and what's his name? There is Narrator John. narrator John, say hello.
Hello.
Welcome, John.
Sounds like 6-year-old me.
It does, from random.
Hey, no, we're not going to do narrator John. Like... That's weird. That's so cringe.
It's already done.
Oh, okay.
It's already happened. Narrator John has already been here.
Sorry, narrator John.
Narrator John, it's time for you to leave.
We kind of faded out that song because we're a bit restricted for time. But you know what? That's a 5-minute song. And you know you're stuck on songs when you realise that you're playing a song that relates to middle-aged women.
Yeah.
I drink wine.
14-year-old boys playing a song about middle-aged women.
That sounds
wants
so
love,
bad.
Drinking wine.
Hey, I'm putting on a playlist, guys. I don't know what it is, but you know what? I try.
Maybe there's a middle-aged woman listening to this.
Maybe.
They just need...
My mum.
That's sad.
Oh, yeah, this is the worst part about the song. Look, it comes up with, like, a... It comes up with, like, a little bit of a voicemail.
Hopefully this, like, encourages someone today.
Yeah, listen to this, guys.
But because of that period of time, even though it was so much fun...
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
I didn't get to go on and make new memories with him.
But you did so get true. Millions of dollars.
There was just memories in a big storm.
You have a $50 million house.
Mm.
Okay, so chill out a bit, please.
Relax.
Relax.
Just, like the first story, just go up really high in the sky and just hope that...
A fox doesn't get you.
Yeah. Or you just hope that you don't get stuck in the sky like I did.
Inspiring, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Extremely.
Welcome to Fresh FM. Now we're back into our good mood. We're going to go for a fact of the day. Are you ready?
I am.
If you keep yelling for 8 years, 1 month, and 6 days, you would produce enough sound energy to heat up a cup of tea. A cup of tea, that is.
That's very
crazy.
Interesting, John. Thank you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, what the heck? Heating up 8 years. So if I just screamed and I was like, I wonder if
you would lose your voice.
Yeah, hold on. When's the longest someone's actually screamed for?
I'm actually interested to know.
Okay. What's the longest that someone has screamed for? Does it say it? The world record for the longest scream was 43.56 seconds.
Oh.
What? That's not much.
Well...
Oh, without like breaths.
Yeah.
True.
Do you know what else I'm interested in knowing is what's the longest time someone's chewed gum for?
Oh, okay. Let's go back to Hey Google. What's the longest someone has chewed gum for?
According to Gumdrop Limited, Richard Walker holds the world record and chomp title for chewing 135 sticks of bubble gum for 8 hours straight.
I'm gonna beat that.
I'm gonna become the new chomp something.
Yeah. The total value of the entire chewing gum industry is estimated to be $19 billion.
Whoa.
That's not as much as I thought.
No. But it's still a lot.
Yeah, I could get that money anywhere.
Facts.
Okay, so 8 years and 1 month. So it's like, that's kind of like when... That's
what's
like,
8 years and 1 month? Oh, the
how long it takes to yell.
To heat up a cup of tea.
Mm. My math teacher could beat that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So could my science.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah, well... I thought we were going to have a bit more of a conversation about that, but you know what? That's so good. Should we just go to a quote of the day instead of a fact of the day?
Yeah, let's just go to the quote.
All right, quote of the day. We're in a bit of an aspiring episode. We're in our feels today.
Yeah.
Never put off till tomorrow. What you can do the day after tomorrow is just as well.
Okay, this is why it relates to me. So it's a pain to have to record podcasts sometimes because you know what? You have to organise the themes, the people that are coming on with you. It just takes up a bit of your time if you're going to have any sponsors that episode. It's just a bit of, like, it's a lot of work, and I'm like, I said
but it's worth it.
It's worth it. So normally I've set up a day, I'm like, I'm going to record on Thursdays, but I'm super lucky that I pre-record, and I'm like, I'm going to record on Thursdays. And it's Friday that we're recording this at the moment. This is really confusing because you're listening to this on Monday, but we've recorded
this
on
Friday.
Is it Friday
today?
Yeah. It's Friday. It's so weird because we've got a teacher-only day, so it's good.
Oh, I thought it was Saturday.
No, but it's really good.
Isn't it Black Friday today?
Yeah, I'm going to Hellenstein's after this.
Oh, me too.
No, but it's so weird because I was like, Thursday, I can't be stuffed recording, so I'm going to go tomorrow at 9. And now it's like, finally, I'm getting it done, but I just didn't have the motivation to do it today. So it's like, what can you do to get yourself into that motivation to actually do it now? Because what I did was, I was like, okay, so on Thursdays, I'm going to organise it, and then Fridays, I'm going to record. That's not what I normally do. So it's like, I normally record on Thursdays and stuff, and organise it the week before.
Yeah.
But I organise it last minute, which is a pain. So it's like, where do you get that motivation to do it before? Do you do it when you're bored? Do you do it, I don't know, if it's like a chore, what do you do to make it fun?
You can't. It's a chore.
That's a good answer.
You just gotta do it.
Yeah, get over and done with it.
Like, maybe if you get money, I feel like that could be a motivation.
No, but yeah, the money's a motivation. But it's like, for me, I don't get paid for the podcast. So it's like, do you know what I did? I flicked on Young Sheldon and started writing on my notes what we're going to do for this episode. And all this stuff organised with emails and stuff. And yeah.
That's great.
That's what I did.
I never know what I do. I seriously don't. I just get it done. I just don't even think about what I want to do. I'm just like, okay, I've got something to do.
See, that's good. But like, if you guys don't know, Seth is a really in-the-moment person now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deleted all his socials, deleted everything, and then he got it back.
No, I didn't get all of it back.
You got Snapchat and Instagram.
Not Instagram.
Yes.
You followed... Well, I never got rid of it.
Hey, let's look at this. Seth D followed me. When was this? Oh, did you delete your account again?
No.
One day ago
what?
That you st- Wait. Yeah. One day ago.
Huh.
That's weird. That's weird, Seth.
That's very interesting. I don't think I followed you in the first place, but...
Hey.
Come on. I followed you one day ago.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, there's some people here now, so we're going to carry on.
Okay.
All right. That's a really good chat.
so good.
This is going to be a really short episode today, eh?
Yeah.
So, what else are we going to do? Let's do a game, Snap. No, we're not going
to
do Snap.
I don't even know how to play Snap.
It's a frustrating game. My mum gets annoyed when I play it. okay, well, thank you very much for listening. It's such a short episode. I feel so bad for doing this. Okay, let's do a topic.
Okay, what's the topic?
The topic is school.
School.
All yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Longer school days, longer school days and longer weekends, or shorter school days and shorter weekends?
That's a good question. Probably just the way that it is at the moment.
Oh, thanks, Seth. Good. Your opinion. No, but your opinion is appreciated here.
No, but
here.
I just, like, if we had, I'm so exhausted at the end of the school day, mm-hmm. and all I want to do is go home and sleep. But then it's like, oh, it would be nice to have a longer weekend. Because then it's like, if you had a longer weekend... Amos is already yawning right now. maybe longer days and longer weekends. Because then maybe you'd be able to get enough energy on the weekends to, like, rest. So then you'd be able to survive the longer days. But then it's like, I feel like your class would just drag on. Because, like, you don't even have that many... Like, I guess you'd have to do, like, every subject in one day.
Yeah. Which is kind of a pain.
But then would you get more breaks during the day as well, like more lunch breaks?
Yeah.
And what time would you have to have dinner at school? That would be kind of...
Ew.
Or would you start earlier? Because my mum, like when she lived in South Africa, school started at 7 a.m. and finished at 1.
See, that's good. But it's like your brain kind of actually fully functioned before 8 o'clock.
It can't.
Like, I wake up and I'm like, my dad wakes up, and if I haven't woken up, he bursts into the room and he goes...
My mum does it every morning.
And he goes, Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah, he goes, Alexa, play rock music on full volume.
Do you have an Alexa?
Yeah. And then it plays on full volume and it's like, bah! And I'm like, oh, Dad, I don't want to go to sleep. I'm not, like, my brain's not fully working. Yeah. But I think that we should have the same where it is, but just change the curriculum,
yes,
people.
Yes, please.
Change the curriculum.
I don't know why, like, no head to schools, but I feel that, like, you could be doing something at home and you could really enjoy it, but then you could do the exact same thing at school and it would be boring just because you're at school.
Yeah, the environment that you're in.
Like, it just, like, the people, some of the teachers, like, just the fact that you're in school uniform can just, like...
Yeah.
Just make so everything just so boring.
But, no, it's weird because it's, like... What was I going to say? The curriculum. And I'm trying to make some words so I can figure out what I was going to say. So people are wondering why our attendance rate is lower than 80%, and then the government saying, parents, it's your issue, you need to drag the kids to school and stuff, and it's like, no, it's the government's issue, because no kids want to be at school.
Like, no, yeah, like, make school funner.
Make kids want to go there, because like, if you have to go there by law,
what's in there for kids? Like, yeah, sure, you're learning.
Yeah.
But are you actually? But you can make it
fun.
It?
Like at primary, I actually loved primary school because it was so fun. We'll do like games like every single day. We'll just kind of learn, just as we.
Because we were doing learning through play.
Yeah. And like we actually learned quite a lot of skills.
Mm.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
And I think that like actually was made a huge difference. Like I feel like you learn more when you're actually interested in what you're learning.
Because I feel like
if you go to school, because like you can be at school, but it doesn't mean you're learning anything. Because you just because you're there doesn't mean that you're actually learning. You've got to actually pay attention. Yeah. And if they make it interesting, then more people are going to pay attention and actually want to go to school.
Yeah. Like relax it a bit more.
Yeah.
And just make it like, yeah, I don't know. But
I think it's also the people though as well. Like there's some people that are just like, just make school just like frustrating because they're just so annoying.
Yeah.
And even some of the teachers are just like,
oh, yes. I'm into that.
And like, yeah, I don't know how deep we're going to get into this conversation.
Okay, we're just wrapping it up now. Okay. But yeah, personally, I just think the curriculum needs to change.
Just needs to get better.
Yeah. But you know what? That's okay.
It's all good.
Well, thank you very much for listening. And if you guys want to be a part of this production, the TBH production, either on YouTube, the podcast, cameraman, you want to be anything, come and email me at tbhpodnz@gmail.com. Or Instagram DM me at tbhpodnz. And remember to watch our YouTube video because you know what? It's a vibe. We went to the airport.
So cool. Seriously, so cool.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening. You're on Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Zeph.
And this is TBH.
I had a bad week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment. You know you take all of my stress right down. Help me get it off my chest and out into the ether with the rest of this mess that just keeps us depressed. We forget that we're here right now, cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. Seeing through a picture behind a screen and forget to be, lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays, and then we'll go all night two-stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles gonna nothing when I'm in your eyes. Electrified, we'll keep turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it feels to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go all night, night. Two-stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah. All we need is us. What do you reckon? Is it just me? Words are weapons and occasionally they cut deep. Crisis of confidence, it tends to come when I feel the dark and I open my heart. If you don't see it, you should trust me. I feel like I got nothing left right now except this beauty in her dress right now. She got me feeling like the best and the rest are just less than she needs. So we press play and step to the beat, cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn. Head out to the place where it plays, and we'll go all night two-stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles turn to nothing when I'm in your eyes. Electrified, we'll keep turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it means to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go all night, night. Two-stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah. All we need is us to go all night, night, night. Two-stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah. All we need is us to go all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.